Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
8:16, you with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. This is Algoa FM Breakfast.
It is indeed. Listen, as South Africans, we're known to laugh at ourselves and to make jokes about our many problems, from Jacob Zuma's legacy of alleged grand corruption and state capture to load shedding and our economy. So much so that cartoonists never seem to have a shortage of material. In fact, the third cartoon contest took place recently, with over 8,000 cartoons submitted from 120 countries. And among them, the top 20 winners was a South African cartoonist who won the Human Rights Prize. Bethwel Mangena, what an achievement. Congratulations, Baba. And thank you for joining us on air this morning.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
In the top 20, that's quite an achievement. Well done.
Let's go right back to the beginning. Drawing, was it a natural gift? Did you study art? How did it come about, and what made you decide to become a cartoonist in particular?
Actually, when I started drawing when I was young. I used to copy my brother when he used to draw. Unfortunately, my brother decided to become a policeman, never pursued drawing. And I didn't know what I was going to become when I was finished with school, because, in the old days, these type of careers were very far away from us. So, and when I finished my matric, I went to study fine arts at Wits Technikon. Now it's the University of Johannesburg. And that's where I saw some of my classmates. Some of them used to draw cartoons, but then they were drawing it for fun. And I saw a career in that. I decided to include cartoons in my fine art projects, in my paintings. And I'll try to also do sculptures and exaggerate the heads, the hands, and make them cartoon-like. And my lecturers were very happy with that. So that's where my cartoon career started. And I also used to copy Zapira's work, and also some famous cartoonists, teaching myself how to do cartoons, because I never had special class where I attended to learn how to do cartoons.
Mm. Obviously, you've got to find some sort of balance between, the humor, politicians, et cetera, et cetera. I want to go back to the politicians, because often you have to dig in and draw something about them. Has there ever been a situation, you don't have to mention the politician's name, but ever had a politician, after you've done a drawing, contact you, reach out to you, or threaten you in any sort of way?
Yes, it happened. They would contact my editor and tell my editor that, you must tell this guy to make a public apology.
Oh.
Or you must get rid of this guy because he doesn't know how to draw. He can't think. They say all these things to degrade you. And, so I've received so many of them, and even on social media. So now I've said that, I'm not going to even read the comments, because some of them, if you read them, it will just spoil your day and you won't be able to think creatively.
But Mangena, just in terms of a career, some of the requirements are obviously having a razor-sharp wit, having the artistic skill, and an acute awareness of what's making news headlines and so on. And I would imagine, obviously, you need to understand the political landscape quite well. But is it a job requirement to be non-partisanal and to have no political affiliation?
I think to be a great cartoonist, you must have those qualities. You must not be seen to be associated with any political parties. Your views must always be balanced,
Mm-hmm.
So because every day, like for me, I receive compliments from all sides, and also receive, bad criticisms from all sides. So that makes me feel like I'm doing something great, because there is no one who can claim and say Mangena is linked to this, or his cartoons always support this side,
Well, you certainly are doing something great. Thank you so much for flying the flag high, for speaking for the voiceless. Long may you continue to highlight our political issues, and long may you continue to help us laugh at ourselves. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Guys, when it comes to cartoons or drawings, I'm not gifted in that department. That's where I draw the line.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.